For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. The age of astromining took a step closer to reality last week, but don't get too excited just yet. There's still a long, long way to go before it could be successful. On July 16th, hopeful asteroid prospectors Planetary Resources, based in Redmond, Washington, released their ARCID-3 Red Flight A3R spacecraft from the International Space Station. This tiny vehicle, a CubeSat, has very limited goals and abilities. In its 90 days of operation in low orbit, it will test electronic systems and software that will eventually be used on fully-fledged asteroid mining spacecraft. The ultimate goal of the company is to send a spacecraft to an asteroid near Earth and scour it for useful minerals. Asteroids are rich in water and precious metals such as platinum, and a later fleet of rovers would be sweeping the surface for these resources. This haul could be launched back to Earth or used in space. Prospecting water for use in space could be very useful. Water is, of course, essential to astronauts, and it could also be split into hydrogen and oxygen, the constituents of rocket fuel. Using asteroids to get water, rather than carrying it from Earth, could drastically reduce the cost of space travel. The world's largest retailer announced this week it has signed an exclusive one-year deal with Evenflo to sell a $149 car seat that sounds an alarm when a car ignition is turned off while a baby is strapped in. The seat aims to keep parents from leaving little ones behind by using a wireless receiver that plugs into a car's onboard diagnostic port and syncs with the chest clip that goes around the baby. If the car is turned off and the chest clip is still buckled, a series of tones will play to alert the driver. Nearly 40 children annually die as a result of being left behind in hot cars. You're listening to Dark Matter News on Midnight in the Desert.
Every day the world rises, but for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
Do you suffer from the heartbreak of brain rot? Feeling bored, sluggish, listless, not had a new idea in days? Using electronic gizmos without a clue why they work? Now there's help. Ham Radio. Guaranteed to stimulate your corroding neurons and open a whole new world of excitement. To learn more about Ham Radio, go to helloradio.org.
Side effects of Ham Radio usage include mental stimulation, desire for education, new career paths, understanding of technology, and cases of addiction have been reported. If you experience any of these symptoms, you're welcome.
Ham Radio. It's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
A southwestern Ontario family had a creepy encounter with a camera monitoring their young child when it suddenly began playing music and a voice said they were being watched. Ontario Provincial Police Constable Liz Melvin said that earlier this month the parent reported the occurrence and they heard the voice and noticed the camera moving while they were rocking their child to sleep in their nursery. Melvin says the camera played eerie music and a voice could be heard indicating the parent and child were being watched. The internet provider confirmed the home's router had been hacked. In response to the incident, the Ontario Provincial Police are warning people with cameras that are connected to the internet that the devices can be hacked. They say security cameras and monitoring systems may be susceptible to hackers because many have an option to be used remotely, enabled by default. There are places in this world that seem unworldly in their ability to draw you in with the mystique and beauty that they conjure. One such particular place is called Suicide Forest. It is the second most popular in the world to take one's life. It happens to reside at the base of Mount Fuji, where the vastness of the dense forest can draw in people whose corpses are found in hundreds by volunteers who will annually search areas of the woods. Around 10 to 30 bodies will be found every month. In certain areas, ropes had been found hanging cut where the noose had been. Shoes of every color and style are set out from an array of travelers that either left the forest deciding that life is worth living and they go on, and the ones that decide to stay only add to the paranormal feel of entities calling in the lost that are weak and wander. The seclusion of the forest makes it the perfect place to commit suicide. People come to either simply enjoy the majestic views of Mount Fuji or those interested in tales of the macabre. Only when you see this forest firsthand do you understand just how apt the moniker Suicide Forest really is. Some visitors to the famed Suicide Forest are just curious, but others enter without any plan to ever leave the dark, creepy forest that looms in the shadows of Mount Fuji. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.